I'm Deva Flowers.
And I'm Chief Bob Vasquez.
Welcome to Creating Leaders of Character.
Our purpose in creating this podcast is to help you empower yourself as a leader.
Specifically, as a leader of character.
Deva and I come from two very different times. You might consider me an old school kind of leader.
And I'm what might be considered an emerging leader.
As different as our perspectives may be, we both agree that leading with character is important these days. Actually, it's always been important. Now, it may even be critical.
Throughout this podcast, we'll share our perspectives, not to convince you to think like either of us, but to help you develop your own perspectives and apply them to make you a better leader.
A leader of character. This podcast is powered by the Institute for Leadership and Strategic Foresight. Hey, Ms. Deva, good to see you again.
Hello, how are you?
Well, hanging in there is for an old guy. But you're getting closer and closer to finishing your school. I think, is that getting exciting yet? Or
yeah, I'm pretty excited. We moved this month, and I graduate. Technically, my last day of school is this month, so it's really starting to get real for me.
Yeah,
very exciting.
But you still got to finish out. You know, you can't just quit.
A
runner runs past the finish line, because if you're slacking off at the last two or three steps, someone will catch up to you. So you got to keep going. So
they call it senioritis, Chief, for a reason.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm allergic to work.
It gets to that way. Yeah. Well, that's when you really got to look at the end result. You know, why are you doing this? Why did you spend three quarters of your life doing this? Well, to get that degree or the piece of paper you already have a job, so that's not the incentive. But nonetheless, it's a get her done, as we say in the
get her done. The war world. They do say that in my part of town.
Do they? Anyway, just as we finished the last week, I think I left you with a little bit of a tidbit about a secret. And I'm giving away all my secrets with one exception, and that's how do you become ruggedly handsome? I'm not telling anybody.
I need to know that one. You can keep that to yourself.
Yeah, you can find another title.
Trade secret.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've texted you every day asking about that secret, haven't I?
Yeah,
what's
and
the
that's
secret?
Secret. And I even forgot, really. But then I remembered. I went back and listened to the episode we were talking about. The difference between wants and needs. That's what we finished out the last couple of sentences, I think, last week. And I think I texted you back and said, it's not really a secret, and it'll take you about 3 seconds to figure this one out. But not really. There is a difference, that's number one, between wants and needs. And I think this will be an interesting conversation, because I think youngsters see those things as different than us old guys do. But I looked it up. I did some research. Does that sound okay? I did some research. I looked it up on Google. And the definition that I found for a want is a desire for something. And for need is because it's something that we do because it's essential. And those two things are different, you know. And if you don't think about them, if you don't know that, then you're liable to walk around thinking that I need this. My girls, my kids, even my grandkids, I don't know where they picked it up other than from themselves, but they're good about going to a Walmart or to the whatever. I don't think the little ones even know what a mall is, but I remember my girls and the older grandkids. Opa, I need this.
Mm-hmm.
No, you really don't need this. You have 50. Who is it? Bubby, the our boy, who is 5 years old. What is it that I gave him? I gave him. I think it was little cars or something, and he says he has 100 of them. Really, you have 100 of these things, Bubby? Yeah, but I want all of them. Oh no, mm-hmm. but I need all of them, which means there's more than 100. Evidently, he knows. I don't know, but and we've had that conversation. Why do you need these? And it's really a want that he wants to have all these things. But then if at 5 years old, it's just probably because his friends have more or less, whatever. There's a competition there. Maybe we'll talk about competition soon, but. But nonetheless, as we grow older, as we try to develop our character, Deva, I think we need to realize that there is a difference between needing something and wanting something and what you're willing to do for each. The need, probably you're more willing to do that. The want, interesting. I don't know. It depends on how much you want it. So there is no, the secret is that you need to know the difference. I think that's the secret. Once you know the difference, you can decide, because life is all about choice. But do I really need this or do I just want it? And I say just want it, but you know, if you want it bad enough, I guess it's not just, it's pretty deep.
Important.
But is it essential? Food is essential. Sleep eventually is essential. Breathing is essential. And I think maybe, well, I probably want all those things too, but I can do without them to some degree, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, that's a good capstone to our conversation on conflict resolution too, because I'm thinking of a few family members in my life that I've lived with before. And one of them is, you know, very relaxed, never. And I'll just say this because it's a positive example. This example is my dad. He's very relaxed. I don't even remember a time that he's even asked me to do the dishes. I mean, I would do it if he asked me, but that was never a problem. Cleaning the house was never a problem. Having my room clean was never a problem. And he always told me, you know, you're such a good kid. Like, you do all these things already. And I was thankful that he rewarded me by complimenting me like that. But most of the time he didn't really have a lot of requirements for me. And this other family member that I will not name because I love them so much and I wouldn't want them to think that I think that they're needy or whatever, but they, you know, they have their schedule of how their children should go about. And this isn't another parent of mine. This is somebody else that I've just been around, but they have a very strict way of keeping up the house, and nothing's wrong with that necessarily until it gets to the point where, you know, it's like, these are so important on the list that, you know, it's what we do. And I don't see anything wrong with that, except for I realized after just kind of thinking about what you were telling me is that I think my father definitely didn't place chores and things he needed or wanted of me as his priority list. Like, I still did things for him, but it wasn't as necessary or as to the T. And I think it's all about values, because my father and I guess growing up didn't value a perfectly clean home, but this other family member does. So then the question comes around with conflict resolution. With this other family member, there was a lot of conflict revolving around, you know, did you do the dishes tonight for their kids? So it's interesting for me as a new mom thinking about how I might want to do things. I do want a clean house, but I might not always want to compromise conflict over whether or not someone sweeps the floor that day. And so being able to say, I'm upset that this isn't clean or whatever, but is this really a need right now? Or is this just some kind of want that I'm trying to institutionalize in my household? That's helpful for me to kind of think about and kind of take a step back too. So.
Well, and the need part though, Deva, of someone that I think that the need part for someone who thinks that they need the house perfectly clean, obviously it's a psychological thing, right? Mm-hmm. Is it essential that the house is perfectly clean? It could be if there are sick people in the house, right? Mm-hmm. Or allergic people, you know, allergic to dust or whatever it is, then that would be probably considered essential or more essential than not. But I think probably a lot of times, especially as parents, is we need that done because we want it, because we have an expectation. And then I think kids, I don't know, you know, we learn from modeling. We learn from our parents the essential stuff. I think the real foundational stuff, well, not essential, the foundational stuff. So we think that it needs to be that way because it was a need for my mom. Mm-hmm. You know, this, like Deb, is very, I think the word is anal about things. I was just in my getting ready here in my studio to do this podcast, and I noticed some things have been moved. And I'm thinking, why are they moved? I didn't move them. I haven't even been down here for a couple of days. And then I realized that Deb's been down here. And she's a left brainer, if we can call it that, she has everything lined up next to each other, lines. I mean, literally lines. And I come down here and I move things and angle them because that's how I see them. As that, you know, they to face me, they have to be angled. Otherwise, they're facing somewhere else. But that's we're just different that way. And it's in a way, it is a need for her because every time. This happens whenever I have not been down here. She has this big table. She does puzzles. She loves doing those puzzles. Left brainer. Mm-hmm. I do mosaics. But anyway, when she's down here and I haven't been down here for a couple of days, I'll come down here and everything is exactly right.
Put back the right way.
The right quote.
The quote unquote.
Yeah.
Straight way. Straight and narrow.
Right. And I just changed them back to the way they should be. This is my space.
It should be.
And eventually, you know, I don't care that much, but I don't know that it's not essential that it's this way, but it's a preference. Maybe instead of a want, it's a preference. So, and I think especially with relationships, we need to know that. Is it just something that I prefer? Mm-hmm. That's okay. I mean, that's relationships have character has a lot to do with how our relationships work with each other or with someone else. Is it just a preference? If it is, I think, again, it goes back to I know that it is, and it's something that I have to either deal with or forget it. You know, fight. Let's fight if you want to fight. But if you care about someone, then it's just a preference, maybe you just let it go. It's not a big deal, like you say.
Yeah.
It's sometimes, you know, I think that everything is cyclical. There are times when it'll mean more to me to have these angled than not.
Yeah.
You know, just for whatever reason, and I don't even know what the reason. Maybe it's our body or the biological clocks or something. But nonetheless, I think as we're developing character, you got to know the difference between I want this and I need this. And then character really has a lot to do. I mean, obviously, your identity, we talked about that for a few episodes, is about you, but that identity somehow relates to someone else. Now, like you and your husband and the baby, now there's three of you in this relationship. So that's a little bit different. Some things that you thought you needed, probably not. They were just wants. And then you have to decide, are you willing to, remember, I don't know if you ever heard the term, are you willing to fall on your sword over it?
Yeah.
It means, are you willing to fight for it so much? Yeah, that, maybe, maybe not, but consider that, you know, and always, especially again, with a relationship is talk about it honestly, empathically, so that you can understand how that person feels. Maybe that'll change your mind and maybe not, but it might. And how you feel. And I keep saying this to, not necessarily to you, Deva, but, you know, I don't know that we think enough, you know, we do a lot and we go at it. And then later we say, I shouldn't have done that. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite phrases is, I didn't mean to say that. Yeah, you did. Mm-hmm. Whatever it was, yeah, you did. You thought it. It came through your mind and your mouth. It came out because you meant it. Now, maybe you shouldn't have meant it. That's different. Mm-hmm. Now, mm-hmm. That's where I think you should think about it. If I do this, this is what's going to happen. If I yell at Jacob, this is what's going to happen. Well, then it's your choice. And maybe that's not a good choice. But again, we don't do that anymore. Look, anyway, go ahead. You look like you're about to say something.
Well, I was going to tell you a little story that I think it's really important to note that the psychology has an aspect. And I love the way you said that, you know, you did mean it, but maybe when you apologize too after yelling at somebody, you might say, I meant to say this because, you know, I've realized now that I had a psychological problem in this area. And, you know, I was stressed out and baby was crying or whatever. And I'm apologizing to you. And these are not excuses necessarily, but reasons that I'm letting you understand why I said what I said, but that doesn't make it right. And yeah. I think that's really helpful for the other person to kind of understand and where you were coming from, so they don't think you're just evil and just bursting out at the seams. And all with all the problems with our last episode's conversation on this conflict resolution method, we were talking about having the ability to express your needs to the other person, to explain how you're feeling, what it is you're needing, and why. And I think that
but let me interrupt you. As long as that's really, no kidding, a need.
That's what I was about to say, though, Chief. I was going to say the one benefit to that process is that in your head, when you go through the process before you say anything, you might say, I don't know, I'm going to use Jacob as an example, but Jacob, I have a need for the house to be completely clean with no speck of dust anywhere. And in order to make that happen, you have to clean for 52 hours straight. And, you know, obviously that's when you realize, you know, the reason you might be upset is actually not very reasonable. Taking a step back and say, okay, that's a want. Not only is it a want, but it's an unreasonable want. So
yeah,
it takes a lot of thought to get to that place.
Yeah. Well, and again, I think we use words when we really don't understand them. We don't really know the meaning behind them. And I'm going to say that you guys are worse than us guys. Us guys mm-hmm. have had enough experience that we screwed up enough that we go back and, oh, maybe I should figure out what this word really means. Y'all are not there yet. But again, a need is something that's essential. You have to have it, mm-hmm. which is different than a want. I want the house clean. Do you have to have the clean? Well, again, we can argue about that just as we were talking about a while ago. But I prefer for things to be flush. I think that's the term that we used to use in the military. Okay, but that's a preference. That's not essential. And hopefully people are open enough to understand that and empathic enough to figure out, okay, I'm not willing to fall on my sword for this. Let's go on.
I have another question. I know we're just babbling on this topic, but it's important. And so one thing that Jacob might say to you, we've had this conversation before, and this is his but statement. It says, but Chief, for instance, he has had a problem with me closing cabinet doors. I have this thing where I go around in the kitchen and I cook food and I clean and I do all this stuff. And I'm just going from one cabinet to the next. And I leave like three of them open and then I walk away. I know it's a big deal. But he said over and over, you know, I know it's a small thing. And sometimes I had gotten a little defensive and I had said, well, I'm sorry. I didn't close the cabinet doors, but I did all the cooking and I did all the cleaning and I look at all this other stuff that I did. And so he says, I know, but is it too much to ask is what he'll say, like to try and remember. And so I guess my question to you, Chief, is I think the world would be so much easier if all of us said, is this a want or a need to have the cabinet doors closed? But when is it okay to ask for, is it always okay to ask for little things? Is it never okay to ask for little things? I mean, that's a big question.
Well, you already know that the little things affect us a lot more than the big things. Because, you know, the little things we do often, the big things not so often. But I think in this case, I'm going to run you through my thought process. It starts with a want. I desire for you to close the cabinets. Okay, I think it starts there. But the next level, it becomes essential because you were in a Civil Air Patrol, a big wig person, who whatever. But anyway, what's the most important thing about flying? The critical thing about flying.
There's a lot of critical things about flying, Chief.
Well, there's one really, no kidding, critical, essential that's bigger than anything else. Safety.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Always safety first. Always, you know, and that's essential. That's a need. We need to be safe. So here's you know, I served 50 years in the military, and I learned this in the Air Force. You close drawers, cabinet drawers, cabinet, you know, the doors as well as drawers because of safety. And you'll understand that when you run into one that's open.
I don't know that that's a problem, but maybe. Maybe he's banging his head on all these cabinet doors.
If it happens, if you run into one, and, you know, I think Jacob is a little bit different size. He's a little bit taller than you, right?
Just doesn't want to have to close them.
Nah, you're not understanding. You're not seeking first to understand.
He told me that.
Okay, but think about that to help you both figure this out. How to do, and the baby.
Safety would be a need. You're right.
The baby He's not old enough
Oh,
yet
the
to get to it.
baby.
Yes. You know, you leave that door,
5 feet taller or shorter than the cabinets. It's a
right.
safety requirement. Chief, I don't mean to interrupt you. I do have a really funny story, just real
Go ahead.
quick.
Go ahead.
I lied to my father once. Just once. I'm not kidding. You know, I said my dad never asked me for much. He's so sweet. And I genuinely don't remember a time when I lied to him, except for this one time. And it's the silliest thing. And he was making eggs for us, and he would crack them and then put the eggshell back in the egg carton. And it really annoyed me for some reason. And I said, "Why can't you just throw away the eggshells?" And he puts the egg carton back in the fridge with all these eggshells in the little compartments. And honestly, I think it's kind of smart looking back. But I told him that I thought he shouldn't do it, and he said, "Well, it doesn't really matter because that's who he is." He's like, "Yeah, whatever." And I said, "Dad, when I reach my hand in to get another egg, I get cut by the other eggshells."
Safety first.
It was a complete lie. Safety first. To get,
Yeah.
I so I did. I jumped to the "This is why I need it, Dad." And he says,
Yeah.
"Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know that was a problem." And I told my dad now that I'm 21, and I was 12 or 13 when I said it.
Yeah.
But I, for some reason, I'll be in the middle of the night, I'll just think about, "I told Dad those eggshells cut me, and I lied." And he was so apologetic and so mean of me.
Did he quit doing it?
He quit doing it, and I didn't
Okay.
tell him until I was maybe, 19 or 20 that I had lied to him about
Yeah.
it.
That and I had this high vision of you being a perfect
So
kid, Deva, but forget that. No more Christmas cards.
no more Christmas cards. You're a liar about your eggshells.
Yeah. Well, I'm almost speechless after that. So see you next week.
But you're telling me that Jake said that I was gonna hit my head on the cabinet door. So maybe you're on his side, but not mine.
Well, I'm on everybody's side because again, I can't think of his name, the baby. He's gonna
Joel.
get he's gonna Joel go, he's gonna start getting into things,
Uh-huh.
and you do. I commend you to get some of that safety stuff for your doors and your drawers
Yeah.
and all that, because he will get into them. And God forbid that is the bad thing that he gets into that's inside that drawer or that cabinet. But you want to keep them out of it, and you're going to have to keep those doors closed. Trust me, been there,
Yeah.
done that. You
Okay.
lied. I
Yes,
can't
sir.
believe it. You lied.
I know. Okay.
I
You
can't
probably
go.
won't see us next week, listeners. I'm not good enough to be on this show.
You are not worthy.
Okay. Thank you for listening. We hope that there was something that you heard in this episode that will help empower you to become a better leader.
A leader of character. If you'd like to connect with us, please email us at cloc@leadershipandforesight.org.
Until next time, be great. This podcast is powered by the Institute for Leadership and Strategic Foresight.